Close your eyes and think thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for true happiness, your true happiness and the happiness of other people around you. Remind yourself that your desire for true happiness is not a selfish thing. If you keep providing yourself with temporary, fragile forms of happiness, you're going to be irritable. You're going to take it out on others. But if your happiness is solid inside, there's nothing to take out on others. That way you're lessening the burden that you place on them. Remember also that true happiness is something that comes from within. It comes from developing your own inner resources, which means that your true happiness doesn't conflict with anyone else's true happiness. Now, there are some people who may not like the fact that you're practicing, but their likes and dislikes don't have anything to do with harming them. And harming them is when you steal from them or get them to steal. When you kill them, get them to kill. In other words, you actually do real harm to them. And the worst harm, of course, is getting them to do unskillful things. But the search for true happiness doesn't involve any of that. So this is a good thought to think, because it takes down barriers. Barriers between you and other people, even people between you and people you like, and all the more so between you and people you don't like. You don't want your likes and dislikes to take over, because Ajahn Sawat used to comment many times, it's our likes and dislikes that are craving, and it's a cause of suffering. So we try to make our goodwill universal, unconditioned, something we offer to everybody, no matter what our feelings are about them. That lifts the mind to a higher level, where it's really ready to look at other likes and dislikes and step back from them as well. So this is a good practice. Goodwill is not just a concentration practice, but also a practice in discernment. As the Buddha said, if you have ill will for somebody, that's wrong view right there. So as you develop goodwill, it helps to develop right view, both in terms of mundane right view and in terms of what you're going to do to, as you treat other people, try to act skillfully. But also as you get into the Four Noble Truths, you're showing goodwill for yourself if you take on these truths and use them to understand your mind. And as I said, once you arrive at a solid happiness inside, it's a gift to other people too. You're less of a burden on them. So goodwill is something you can spread all around. It helps bring the mind to calm and helps bring the mind to insight. So it's a good practice to make the framework of your day. I said Ajahn Mun used to begin every day. When he woke up, spread thoughts of goodwill. When he woke up from his nap in the afternoon, he spread thoughts of goodwill. Before he went to sleep at night, spread thoughts of goodwill. All beings, everywhere. That's a good framework for our entire life. We come to life not in terms of what we want, but in the goodness that we would like to see, realizing the goodness has to begin with us. And that's a really good perspective to take on things.